Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to read the prophetic prayer declaration. We decree and declare this is the day of the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding, take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships. Moderator, please open the line so we can speak in our heavenly.
And Father God, we just give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And Lord God, we thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the newness, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the testimonies. We thank you, Father God, for your glory. We thank you, Father God, for your grace. We thank you, Father God, for the power that you're bestowing upon your people, Lord God. For as we trust in you, Lord God, and lean not to our own understandings, Lord God, we continue to move forward. We continue to walk through the open doors, Lord God, and continue to take advantage, Lord God, of the opportunities that you're bringing forth in this season. We thank you, Father God, for the healing that you're bringing forth in this season and healing that you brought forth in this season, Lord God, and the restoration that we are walking in, Lord God. And we thank you for the spirits, Lord God, that you're just endowing us with, Lord God, just the greatness that you're bringing forth to us in this season, Lord God, the prosperity that you're bringing forth, Lord God, the open doors, Lord God. We just thank you for leading our steps, Lord God. We thank you for ordering our steps, Lord God. We thank you for the reawakening of things. We thank you for the awareness of things. We thank you for the increase in discernment, Lord God, so that we know and know those that we labor among, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, for just the grace and the love that you're bestowing upon your people. We thank you, Father God, for the miracles, Lord God. We thank you for the blessings that make it rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you, Father God, for there is no good thing that you will withhold from us, Father God. We just say hallelujah, Lord God, for the great things that you're doing in this earth, Lord God. We thank you for the demonstration of your power, Lord God. We thank you for the things that you're having us do in this season, for the things of God that we're going live on the Word Network, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the point of contact that is coming to your people, Lord God, as you move us forward into the globalization and the prophetic. We thank you for bringing forth the laborers, Lord God, for the harvest is plentiful, Lord God. So we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the gathering of the saints, Lord God. We thank you for the communing with one another, Lord God. We thank you just for the coming together, Lord God, in one language and in one spirit, Lord God, and moving forth in your power, moving forward in the prophetic word, moving forward in the prophetic, Lord God. We just thank you for these things, Lord God. We thank you for these things. We thank you for these things, Lord God. We thank you for the things you're turning around. We thank you, Father God, for the good measure. We thank you, Father God, for the increase. We thank you, Father God, for the favorable relationships. We thank you for watching over these children, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for even touching those that deal with mental health, Lord God. We just thank you for the help that you're bringing forth to this country and to this world. We pray for those who are in Flint, Lord God, that dealt with the water situation. We pray for those who are just looking for you, Lord God. Let them hear you, Lord God, because there's a sound from the heaven that is coming, Lord God, and we just thank you for being vessels to express that, Lord. Just continue to in touch our minds, Lord God, and endow us with your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the anointing, Lord God. Thank you for forgiveness, and I love you unconditionally, Lord God, because you love me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to be in your presence, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be connected to you, connected to your kingdom, connected to your will. We thank you for the word of the Lord that is over our lives, Lord God, that continues to manifest in our families, in our relationships, in our workplaces, in our minds. Lord, I just pray that as you elevate us to a higher consciousness, a higher understanding, and a deeper depth of you, Lord God, that we would activate the prophetic gifting that's in each and every one of us, Lord God, that we are not just claiming to walk in victory, Lord God, but we are truly living it, Lord God, that we are not just claiming increase, Lord God, that we are truly experiencing it, Lord God, that we're not just claiming strength, Lord God, but that we are going now. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you have given us foresight among all things. I thank you that you allow prophets to speak into our lives and begin to coach us in our blind spots and move us and guide us in this earth and this lifetime, Lord God. We do not take it for granted that we are awake, that we can breathe, that we can see, that we can feel, that we can touch. We thank you for just these things alone, Lord God, not even the things that you have given to us in abundance and in extra, but Lord, we thank you that we can just be alive and in your grace and in your mercy each and every day. Remind us that this too, Lord God, is a blessing. May we not forget, may we not get content, may we not be content, may we not forget, Lord God, that this is a miracle within itself, Lord God, that we are privileged to be able to walk and move according to your will. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that the vision that you have for us is bigger than what we can imagine for ourselves, Lord God. So I encourage, Lord God, I encourage those who are on this call right now, let it out, Lord God, those who are walking in fear, those who may be who are walking through unknowns, Lord God, those who are in confusion. I thank you, Lord God, that where we are right now is not the final destination, but there is more to come. There is more of you to experience. There is more of this world to grab a hold of, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, in advance for what you're doing. Even the things that we cannot see that is taking place in our households. But we know that as we pray, as we open our mouths, as we clap, as we stop, as we dance, as we give you glory, as we give you honor, Lord God, we know that you are doing some supernatural, miraculous things on our behalf. We know that you have activated angels of protection, angels of safety, angels of finance over our lives, over our children's lives, over our spouses, over our friends. We thank you, Lord God, that everyone connected to us, Lord God, may experience your might, Lord God. We thank you that you would use us as examples, as vessels of your word. Continue to just speak to through us and in us, Lord God, that we may activate, Lord God, others, Lord God, who may not hear you in this season, who may be disconnected, Lord God, use us, Lord God. May we continue to live out the commission that's over our lives. I thank you, Lord God, for opening our hearts to forgiveness. I pray, Lord God, that anyone's heart that is hardened right now, Lord God, that it may be open to forgiveness so that you can continue to pour into us. We thank you for the grace and the mercy that is over our lives. May we not take it for granted. We thank you for the blood that covers us each and every day, even on the days that we do not open our mouths and say thank you. We thank you that the blood is still activated on our behalf, Lord God. I pray for the highways and byways. I pray for each and every one of us on this call, Lord God, that we may experience a new day today, Lord God. Something new, something just continue to reveal in us new things, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We pray for the sick. We pray for, Lord God, we pray for healing. I pray, Lord God, a special prayer for my partner, for my sister, Naomi Jordan Cook, Lord God. I pray for baby Nathan, Lord God. I pray that your will is being done in this season, in this time, Lord God, that all things will make sense. All things will come to life, Lord God. I pray for the family. I pray for Archbishop and Pastor. I pray for our leaders. I pray for everybody that's at the sound of my voice right now, Lord God, in your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Amen. Next prophet, Prophetess Olympia.
Father God, we just thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence. Father, we thank you for just waking us up and allowing us to be amongst the land of the living. Father, we thank you for covering our elderly and our children in this season. We thank you for world peace, Father. We thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for victory from every coin of the realm. And we thank you for love and success, opportunities to really transform in who you want us to become, Lord. And we accept that, and we are glad to be a part of what you have in store for us, Father. We won't never look at the valley of regret, but we are celebrating what we can create right now, Lord, because you have given us the wisdom, you've given us the tool, and you've given us your law. Father, I thank you for all the names that was listed on the sick and shut-in. Father, keep the angels of protection around them. We thank you for the good report that's going to come out. Anyone that's about to have surgery, Father God, we know that your angels are there. Father, we just thank you for a breakthrough, even in our children's education, Lord, scholarships. Yes, please. Yes, Lord, we thank you for that. Father, we thank you for your promises that are still yea and amen in every one of our lives. We thank you for the legacy represented on this line. We thank you for the unity of utterance on this line, Father God. We thank you for this space. We thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for prophecology. Father, we thank you for the open doors of the Word Network, and as the prophetic is going globally in millions of families. Father, I thank you for all the prophets that's on this line. We thank you for their diligence. Father, we just thank you for strengthening them. Thank you for strengthening marriages. Thank you for covering Prophetess Naomi and Prophetess Shante Pegues. Father, we thank you for the Cruz family. Father, we just thank you for just love and success. We thank you for abundance. Father, we thank you for the men and women that are serving our country so diligently. May you keep their families at perfect peace. Father, I thank you and I praise you and I love you to life. Father, I just also thank you for good news that's coming. Good news that's coming for the people of God. We know that no weapon formed against anyone shall ever prosper. Father, we claim victory from north, south, east, and west. And I can't wait to hear their testimonies, Lord, because you have ordained them to be successful, and it's their right position, and it's their right divine position to be in that place of creativity. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Glory be to God. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, so that we can boldly say the Lord is our helper, and we will not fear what man will do unto us. Even so, Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and as we give you thanks and we give you praise, knowing, Father, unto you, Lord, shall the gathering of the people be. We thank you, Father, that we can truly enter, my God, through your blood, into your gates, my God, with thanksgiving, and into your courts, my God, with praise. decreeing, declaring, affirming, my God, that truly, my God, this is the day, Lord, you have made a day of rejoicing, my God, a day of joy that's unspeakable and full of glory, a day of healing, because you are resurrected Christ, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for that you are still Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth, my God. And we thank you for your healing virtue flowing in the lives, my God, of men and women tonight. My God, we see them whole, complete, and divine. In the name of as we speak for healing, Lord, to the total man, spirit, soul, and body, to be received, my God, in obedience, my God, with your spirit of truth, the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ, in their spirit, soul, and body. And Lord, we thank for raising them up strong and for such a time, because you said, let the weak say they're strong. And we thank you, Father, because we know you imparted the joy that proceeds from you, because your joy, my God, continue to remain in us so that our joy may be full. We thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and leading prophetess, Lady Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, that you're strengthening, that you're assigning your ministering angels, my God, to minister strength to them, my God, in every area of their lives, my God. We thank you for divine restoration in the lives, my God, the Jordans and Berrien's family, my God. Even Prophetess and Mother Mary Berrien and Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, Father, that you're strengthening, my God, that you're rejuvenating their youth and their youth and old age continually, my God. Seeing the youthfulness coming forth in their hearts and lives, even now transcending, Lord, to the legacy of the Jordans and Berrien's family, by God, even through Zoe ministry, even the Word Network, Father, that is going forth, even through, my God, Lord, the families of, my God, of Zoe, and even, Lord, every connection that is both far and near. Father, we thank you, Father, Lord, because you are one God, and we decree, my God, that we are one with you, my God, because you, your prayer, Lord Jesus, that we may be one with the Father, and you with us, my God. So Lord, we invite your oneness in our hearts and lives, my God, to be established as we believe it, my God, because your word declares, believe in the Lord our God, so shall we be established. Believe your prophets, so shall we prosper. And we thank you for the prosperity that you are releasing upon the lives of your people, that you cause us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospered, Father. Thank you for blessing the work of your hands. And Lord, continue, Lord, to bless the works of the lives of your people, my God, even the company of prophets, even, Lord, prophecology, my God, that is just around the corner. My God, we are thankful for the move of your Holy Spirit and the wave of your Holy Spirit, my God, even the sound of the prophetic voice, my God, and the song, my God, is reaching, my God, as volumes to the lives and nations, my God. We are thankful, Father. We are giving you glory and praise, my God, for your anointing that rests upon the house, my God, and your glory cloud, my God. Even, Lord, as your word declares, arise, shine, knowing that the light has come and the glory of the Lord is written upon us. So let that glory cloud, my God, overshadow each and every home tonight, my God. You will be the pillar of cloud of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. Your protection, your hedge of protection, my God, even around the fledgling, even around our youths, my God, even they're going out and they're coming in, Father, you'll be continually our eternal refuge underneath your blessing arms, my God. We thank you for the open door. We thank you for the open heaven, my God, where your angels is ascending and descending, my God, with every prayer request, and it comes up to you as a sweet perfume, a sweet smell of savor, Father, and the offerings that are presented before you, my God. And we thank you, Father, Lord, even as you hear, my God, we thank you, Lord, that you're blessed. As the praises go up, the blessing coming down, my God. The blessing of the Lord is make it rich, and there are no sorrow. We thank you for expansion. We thank you for growth. We thank you for elevation, exaltation, and comfort, my God, and strength. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, amen and amen.
Oh, glory, glory to your name, Heavenly Father. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. And I thank you, God. I thank you for the breakthrough, Father God. I thank you for the victorious season, God. Hallelujah. All the miracles, Father God, raining down on your people, Father God. I bless your name and I celebrate and rejoice with them, Father God. For the fathers and the mothers, Father God, and the mothers-to-be, Father God. For we don't see any worry, Father God. For we see courage, Father God. And we see strength in you, God, and we bless your name, God. We thank you, God, for everyone connected here on the line, that we all stand together holding each other up in spirit. Hallelujah, Father God. Relationships building, Father God. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Love, 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 Father God. And God, we just decree and declare freedom from even family members that may be pedophile in their family, Father God. Oh, glory, protect the children, Father God. Cover the children, God. We thank you for sending the angels, Father God, for we hear the cry in the universe, Father God. We hear the cry of the children who don't know who to go to, Father God, even in this season. And we thank you for breakthrough and restoration, recovery and rescue, Father God. We bless your name. We thank you for the mothers-to-be that are getting ready to give birth, that have given birth, Father God. Oh, we thank you for blessing them with the next-level prophets coming through. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for Linda, Father God, Lopez, who just had the child with the intestines and the ovaries and the bladder on the outside of the baby, Father God. Thank you that the baby came through healthy, Father God, and we continue to see that baby whole and complete, Father God. We thank you, God, for the preaching and the teaching of liberation, Father God. Thank you for moving through the master prophet in this season, Father God. Thank you for just speaking through him in this season, Father God, for we are ready, for we decree and declare love, love, love. There must be love as racism is erased out. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for all the job opportunities. We just see it as a buffet, Father God, that we can choose as we please, Father God, for the options are unlimited, Father God, and we thank you. We thank you, God, for that ability. Thank you, God, for the Word Network, Father God, that sought and connected with the Master Prophet and Pastor Jordan so that the prophetic can be globalized, Father God. People can be awakened. Prophets can be awakened all over the world. And the unity of your word is connected. And everyone knows that there is someone to rescue them, Father God, through your word, Father God. We thank you, God, for our ancestors that prayed us up to this day, Father God. We thank you for them coming to our, just being there, Father God, our mothers and those who went before us, who prayed us through on that rock, the rock of salvation, the rock of Christ, God. We continue to give your name the praise, Father God, for Ronald Blake, God, as he was even walking today. Glory, hallelujah, stronger and stronger. Thank you for the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Thank you for the prayers of the prophets that stay on this line, and prophets and saints all over the world that stay lay just praying and praising and worshiping you, Father God. We continue, Father God, to lift you in this hour, God, because you're an awesome God and you've done marvelous things. We give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. I love you, Father. Anything that you see not worthy inside of me or anyone, we ask you to remove it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for another opportunity of coming together in your presence with the other saints, oh God. We bless you and we praise you and we thank you for life. For life comes from you. We thank you and praise you for Master Prophet Ibn R. Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah Pastor. Lord, forgive me, in Pastor Jordan, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the vision, and we thank you for the mission that you've given unto them. We thank you, Father, that they have the heart to say yes unto you. We thank you, Father, that regardless of what tests and trials they have been through, oh God, they have stood firm and stood upon your word, oh God. And, Father, and they have prevailed, and they continue to prevail. Father, give us the heart, the mind, and the spirit to continue to support them. Father, that they be able to fulfill what you've given unto them to do. Help each and every one of us, oh God, to come up to the next level, oh God. Father, to be prepared for the season that you have in store for us to walk onto. We thank you for the doors of opportunity, Father, that is coming in our direction. We thank you for the Word Network, Father. We thank you for other partnerships, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the upcoming events, oh God, Lord, that is on the calendar of Zoe, oh God. And Father, we thank you for those that are partnered with Zoe Ministries in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the fellow saints, oh God, throughout the world. We thank you, Father, for the globalization of the prophetic in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the men and women that are standing alongside all leaders that are calling on your name, O God. Father, we pray for unity and oneness within the body of Christ, O God. Father, we pray for the children. For the children coming to and fro, going to school, protect their hearts, protect their minds, Father. Keep them safe and sound, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift up all families. We lift up every congregation, Father. We lift up those that are calling out, seeking for you and don't know where to go. Father, we pray for those that are lost, oh God. Father, we pray for the homeless. We pray for those single parents, family, Father. We pray for children, Father, that may not know where their parents are, oh God. Father, we lift up every individual right now in the mighty name of Jesus that is trying to find the right way and don't know where to turn and don't know where to go to and don't even know who to speak to, oh God. Father, we pray that an intervention shall come in their lives, oh God, and that they would find you, that their feet would be led unto you, oh God, that someone would share the word of life unto them, oh God, that salvation shall come in the midst. Father, we lift up those that are on the prayer list, oh God. Father, we lift up those that need healing in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up right now Manuela, oh God, my mother's caregiver. Take all of her wounds or every part of the inside womb. But Father, we decree and declare that your will be done in her life, oh God. For the by Jesus' stripes, she is healed. By Jesus' stripes, all were healed, oh Father. And we walk into the abundance, Lord God, that you have proclaimed and declared for us. Father, we bless you right now. We give you the praise, the glory, the honor, and the thanks for all that you are doing, oh God, and for all that you will continue.
Next prophet.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just command our day, Father God, to be plentiful, fruitful. We command joy, love, and peace, Father God, in the Holy Ghost, and we thank you for it in advance. We pray for Syria this evening, God, and we pray for those, God, that have lost their lives, God. We pray for families, God. We pray that they will have adequate shelter. We pray, God, that you will send refuge and rescue, God. We thank you, Father God, for covering them, God, and we thank you, God. We decree and declare that Syria, Damascus will become a Christian nation once again, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for the hedge of protection and the protective covering, God. We thank you, Father God, for protecting this country. We thank you for the angelical hosts. We thank you for the angels that have charge over us, God. We ask, Father God, that you protect our government, that you protect our leadership, you protect our president, his family, God, protect our leadership at Zoe Ministries, Father God, Bishop Jordan and Father God, Pastor Deborah, God. We ask, Father God, that you put a hedge of protection around all leaders, God. We thank you for the spirit of liberation. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you, Father God, for as David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away and even rescued his wife, even though, Father God, you have blessed him to where nothing was lacking among the people, neither great nor small, nor sons nor daughters, neither spoil or anything that had been taken to them. For David recovered all. We decree and declare recovery. Sight to the blind, health to the infirmed, liberty to those who are captive, deliverance, Lord God, to those that are bound. We come against the spirit of foreclosure. We cancel the attack of the enemy. We cancel every plot and plan. We expose the thief, and if the thief be found, he must pay full restitution. We're calling forth restitution unto your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. There is no lack. Amen. There's no lack. Amen. Every need is met. Every bill is paid. We call forth the resources. We call forth the funding. We call forth the grants. We call forth the raises. We call forth expansion and elevation in the mighty name of Jesus. We call forth health, healing, and wholeness for this your people. Provision for the journey. Provision for this your people in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for the multiple networks that will be seeking after us to come onto even their networks. We thank you, Lord, Oshelaba, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for expansion and elevation, and we bless Prophetess Naomi as she's preparing to deliver. We cover her womb. We cover the seed in her womb. Oh, God, health and strength, we pray in Jesus' name. And protection, regulate blood pressure, in the name of Jesus. And we break every power of the enemy that would cause hemorrhaging. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, cover her even now. We bless our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah and the First Family. And we strengthen their hands as you continue to launch them forward. And we bless you for divine protection. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, amen. The announcements, please. Amen. I gotta find you. There you are.
Amen. Amen. Join the Master Prophet on a 9 a.m. conference call Monday through Saturday, and then you want to join our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan. No, before we do that, we want to do the Pop Life Radio, Pop Power of Prayer. That is Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then you want to join our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets for the 8 p.m. conference call, Monday through Saturday. And all the conference call number is 1-515-604-9266. Again, the number is 1-515-604-9266. Amen. And if you'd like to text to give, you can text donate at 646-762-0433. Again, you want to text to give at 646-762-0433. If you have a prayer request, you can go to Pastor Deborah Jordan's website, and that's www.pastordeborahjordan.com. And join us again 12 midnight for another fantastic, electrifying prayer midnight call. Amen? Could it be what you are seeking is seeking you? Join the Poem Conference Speakers Call. The number is 641-715-3631. Again, the number is 641-715-3631. The passcode number is 533-404 and the pound sign. Again, the passcode number is 533-404 and the pound sign. And this call is held Tuesday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're still in the Book of the Month 4 Club, the season right now. If you're interested in joining the Book of the Month 4, call the customer care number at 888-831-0434. Again, the number is 888-831-0434, and let the moderator know that you want to enroll in the Book of the Month number 4. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. Prophecology 2018 has been officially launched July 6th through the 8th. Register now. And if you are in the Book of the Month Club, your Prophecology registration will be covered. And your food will be covered. Your hotel will be covered. Amen. You don't want to miss Prophecology Summer 2018. Also, May 12th, 2018, 12 noon to 4 p.m., the WOW Movement. Why do I call it a movement, because Lady Deborah, the woman of God, our leading lady, the wife of our Archbishop, is moving, amen, and launching the Woman of Wisdom pre-Mother's Day luncheon. Amen. And if you are not in the New York or tri-state area and aren't able to travel, I challenge you to stand with me. Amen. Purchase some tickets. Amen. And bless somebody who may not be able to afford to go, but is in the area to go. Amen. Let's be the wind beneath our leading lady's wings. Amen. And make this event a great success. Amen. Stand with me. I'm going to buy three tickets. Stand with me and buy three tickets. Maybe you could buy five tickets. Amen. Let this be, amen, an event of all events. Amen. Because I know these women of God are going to pour out, amen, and show up and show out in the name of the Lord. And what you do for a woman of God, amen, God will do for you, amen. And you want someone to get behind what God is going to birth through you. So sow into this event and make it a great success. Amen. Men, buy some tickets. Amen. Send your wife. Amen. Send your fiance. Send your sister. Send your mother. Amen. Buy some tickets and let them be blessed by the presentation that our leading lady is preparing for this Mother's Day luncheon. Amen. I know others will be coming from far and near, flying in to be a part of this great, momentous occasion. Amen. $60 is the cost of the tickets. Amen. And you want to, amen, be there. It's going to be at the Ravel Hotel in Queens. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Ravel. Hotel, amen, at 8-08, amen, in Queens, New York, amen. So you can call 888-831-0434 for more information and to pay for your tickets. Amen. God bless you. Company of Prophets, thank you for your faithfulness and your participation on the call. Lady Deborah appreciates, Bishop appreciates your stand. Amen. We must continue to stand in the gap. We must continue to lean in and press in. Amen. The pressing forth, the crushing of the grapes is going to bring forth the wine. And I don't know about you, but I want, Father, to pour out of me, amen, that new wine. Amen. That the thirst of his people will be quenched by the flow of his anointing. Amen. And join us again for another Midnight Cry, led by our own leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. God bless you is our prayer.